Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening. Eight minutes past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, honored to have you with us weekday mornings. Sam Rohr heads up the American Pastors Network. That is a growing organization of church pastors from around the country who convene. They come together to discuss the issues of our time and to resolve. Not that everybody thinks the same thing all at the same time, but they seek to resolve that they will address the key issues of our time from the vantage point of Scripture and our Christian faith. Sam Rohr is the president of that organization. He joins us on the Newsline. Sam, welcome back to the program. Great to have you here.
Well, Austin, it's great to be back with you again today, as always.
What are the hot issues of concern as you see them from the vantage point of pastors in our country? What's on their mind this week?
Well, you know, Austin, I think one thing that's really gripped the hearts of many, and certainly our network of pastors, and we're doing a lot of speaking about it, is how to grapple with and what should we be learning as a church, as God's people, from these dreadful revelations of Planned Parenthood videos that are coming up that are, you know, demonstrating the atrocities that have been an extension of this abortion industry for over a generation. And, you know, the revelations of these, Austin, are making even the casual observers sit back and say, what in the world has happened? We're looking at this, Austin, say, not just this should just be a wake-up call for the fact that we're not only taking life, but we're profiting, and we're allowing by law a profiting in the tremendously, I don't know how to say, evil process of selling baby parts. But there's an aspect here also, as this has come out, that there are companies who are funding Planned Parenthood. Washington's talking about maybe we ought to now be defunding them, which I hope that that's the case. But the practical application for the churches, is it possible? And we say it is. Churches, organizations, nonprofits, Christian organizations, or even morally responsible in a broader sense organizations, in fact, if they're not careful, they may be profiting by and supporting this very thing. They may be supporting Planned Parenthood by investing in companies that are actually paying for and sponsoring the work of Planned Parenthood. That's an application of this. One application of this that's coming out of that we're raising the question. It's causing me to say, "Hey, wait a minute. What should we do about that?"
Is there any Christian organization, any group of people, Sam Rohr, that identifies itself as a Christian organization that is providing material resources, funding, or any other kind of support to Planned Parenthood that you're aware of?
Well, in actuality, unfortunately, yes. And I am not going to give any names here at this point, but there are some denominations. There are organizations that are involved in morally responsible actions that, unfortunately, within their pension plans and within their investments that they have, there are included those companies that are on the list of providing direct funding or indirect funding through third parties to Planned Parenthood. And you know something, Austin, it's kind of interesting. Now that there is such an ability to be able to take and actually find out which companies are the bad boys, I put it that perspective, sponsoring these entities, most often, it's amazing. When I've gone down through the list of there's about 70-some companies that are, about 40-some directly funding Planned Parenthood, about 70-some that are indirectly through a third party. If I take a look at that list of names as an example, about 50% of those names on that Planned Parenthood list are also the primary companies that were filed as a part of the federal amicus brief before the Supreme Court, who actually put their names down on federal public papers asking the Supreme Court to do and make the ruling they did, making same-sex equivalent to what the Bible says ought to be the marriage between one man and one woman. So they're the funders of the homosexual movement, and they're also a part of funding a Planned Parenthood. Many of these entities are there, and they're across the spectrum of supporting the kinds of things like pornography and gambling and abortion and so forth. They're all in there together, and these can be known. So we say, you know, church or denomination or organization, watch, look, and examine very carefully, lest you are a part of actually helping to materially advance the very actions of some of these companies who are a part of destroying our culture, for which we theoretically should be preaching against.
Sam Rohr heads up the American Pastors Network. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. He's telling us, and I'm not surprised to hear this, I'm actually encouraged, pastors across the country, as he surveys them and meets with them, they're upset, and understandably so, about the new revelations of the Planned Parenthood abortion organization. Sam, are you hearing from anybody, clergy or laity alike, are you hearing from any otherwise thoughtful Christ-following Christians concerned that this nonprofit group that has just kind of come out of the blue, the Center for Medical Progress, this group of, so far as I can tell, very young millennial adults who went undercover and shot these horrific videos. Have you heard any concern that, well, gosh, you know, they probably shouldn't have done that. They misrepresented themselves and they're being mean-spirited and they lied and this is kind of unfair? Have you heard any of that kind of critique or criticism of these young adults who seem so committed to truth and getting the truth out?
Well, you know, not from that segment. I mean, you know, really in real life, Austin, I think that perhaps the broader group, I mean, the majority, have not really even looked that far into it. They've just seen the highlights. They've seen some of the major top line reviews of some of this. But, you know, those arguments that you say, that you mentioned there, those are the arguments that Planned Parenthood, in fact, is using and saying, oh, discount what these folks are saying because they really didn't get it accurately, or, you know, this is not really illegal what we're saying because we're not truly violating the law. I mean, they're trying to obfuscate and get all around everywhere, but I have not heard from within those who are the supporters of life, or even those, I would say, if you could be a neutral bystander, which I don't know how you can be in this kind of an issue, but there are some. Even those are looking. I haven't heard from that sector that they're saying, well, it's illegitimate, because what was there and what they have shown is you can't dispute it. And therefore, I don't know that defense, frankly, on any side is going to actually hold water at the end of the day.
All right, stand by for more with Sam Rohr. He heads up the American Pastors Network. What is top of mind? What are burning issues for Christian church pastors in our country at such a time as this? Sam Rohr has his finger on the pulse. We'll find out more in moments. 16 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. It's now 19 past the hour from the Faith Radio Network. Friday underway. You're listening to the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Honored to be with you weekday mornings as we strive to be informative and challenging and yet hopeful and helpful at the end of the day. Sam Rohr heads up the American Pastors Network. He's on our guest line. Sam, on the issue of Planned Parenthood, where do you see pastors hopefully leading the discussion going forward? There's outrage, there's stomachs turning, there's all of that, but where do we go from here?
Austin, I think that is an absolutely excellent question. I think it goes to the essence of really what we should be learning from that, and that is this. We should be looking in the mirror as God's people and saying, are we in complete obedience to God's word? The discussion needs to be obedience. We can look at what the world is doing, Planned Parenthood, and we can describe and look at the evil that is going on, and there's plenty of it around the world. We know that's always been. But what we as God's people must do, and what we're challenging pastors in the pulpit to do, is when we address these issues, say, first of all, people, when you look in the mirror every morning, look and say, God, examine my own heart. We can find these other things that are happening, but we must look as God's people. Judgment begins at the house of God first. We must look and say, what are we doing as God's people? What are we doing as the organizations, as the church and denomination, these kind of things that are put together for the advancement, theoretically, of the truth? We must say, what are we doing? Are we, in some way, perhaps unwittingly, in some cases, hopefully not knowingly, participating in the advancement of, for instance, in the way we invest our funds? That's a biblical steward. That's a biblical responsibility. But it comes back to the issue of obedience and God's people. I think we should treat this issue as another, I guess, indication of mercy, of God's judgment, that he's allowing this to come known in such graphic terms. We as God's people can hold the key on what happens in the response of our nation generally. If we as God's people don't respond internally within our own selves appropriately, I don't think you're going to see the proper response generally. It can't just be a legal response. They broke the law. This has got to be a moral response, and it has to be generated and come from the heart of God's people. This ought to be the message from the pulpit. This, I think, is the lesson of this issue for the day.
Give us marching orders. The person listening right now who is maybe a pastor, but probably more likely a lay person. Maybe they serve in the church currently, maybe they don't, but they're hearing what you're saying and thinking, I need to get involved. What's a good first one or two steps?
Well, I think first one or two steps, if you take this issue as Planned Parenthood as a learning opportunity, I think the best thing to walk away from here is to say, am I in some way contributing to this? Well, I think in one way, perhaps, in contributing is that we may not even know the real sacredness of life ourselves. So as pastors, we need to be preaching why the sacredness of life is so important. Number two, we ought to then preach about why it's so critically important to make sure that those we put in office don't allow those kinds of things to happen, that we are looking for people of integrity and character as God would examine someone in office, because ultimately, these things come about because those in positions of civil government permit them to happen. So that is a second practical walk away. And the third is, can we possibly be supporting this kind of thing unwittingly through where we have our investments? So church treasurers, organizations that are given to moral and biblical purposes should look at where they have their money invested, and they can do it and find out, are we supporting the companies, in fact, that are supporting these kinds of things, and get our money out of them? How can God bless us if we knowingly support the evil, the things, same things we preach about? Those are three things that I would say would be practical walkaways, Austin.
Practical walkaways. That's what we try to be about. Sam Rohr, he heads up the American Pastors Network. Find him and his organization, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net. And Sam, we look forward to checking in with you from the road. I'm sure another destination, another location in a couple of weeks from now. Thanks for what you do. Be safe.
Thank you, Austin. God bless your day.
Good to be with you. It's 24 minutes past the hour. This is the Faith Radio Network. Friday morning underway. I'm Austin Hill. Still to come, Dr. Russell Moore from the Ethics and Religious Liberty Center at the Southern Baptist Convention. Some thoughts on remaining engaged in the culture while not letting go of the gospel. Dr. Russell Moore joining us about 12 minutes from now. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.